So just to give kind of a recap of really what CIY is. CIY is it's actually an organization called Christ in Youth. They're based out of Joplin, Missouri, and they do conferences in June and July all across the United States. They have conferences for junior high, which we'll see a video in a little bit about that. So 7th and 8th grade, then high school, which is 9th through 12th, and those going into their first year of college as well. And what they do, if you've ever been to church camp, it's like church camp, but they rent out college campuses. So instead of going to a church camp and paying the camp, that we pay CIY, who pays the campus. And so we stay in the dorms, we eat in their cafeteria, they have their cafeteria staff there, we use their gymnasiums for worship time or volleyball. There's other gymnasiums that we use as well. So that's what these weeks are. We go to Move Conferences High School and Mixes Junior High. Both of those are on college campuses, and that's what you were seeing there. And it's a whole week where these guys are just like completely flooded with the gospel. Like at all times, Jesus is everywhere around us. So that's what that is. If you're new to that or you haven't been here and got to hear us talk about that, that's what CIY, Move, Mix, when we hear those terms, that's what these guys are going to talk about. So first off, I want to introduce these guys right here. We normally, every year when we do this service, I interview some students, because if I tell you it was awesome, like that's cool. But I want them to tell you their experience, not me. So simply go around. Do you name, I guess, would be grade, which two of you are graduating, and then why you ended up going. What was the reason initially that you went? So introduce yourself, a little bit about you, and then why you ended up going this summer.
Okay, well, my name's Karina Steinspring. I just graduated from Bentonville High School, so I'm heading off to college at the U of A. And I ended up at CIY. This was my third year going, and so I've known Zach for a long time before I even came to this church, so it was actually Zach and one of the guys back here, Parker, who got me into youth group again. So I started going my freshman year of high school, and I've been coming ever since, so I just love the CIY conferences. And I wish I could do them my entire life, so.
If you go into youth ministry, you can. You just keep going.
I was waiting on that one, too.
I think this was my 13th one, I think, for Move, and my third for Mix. So, yeah, you just keep going.
Well, my name is Bailey Hooper, and I go to Gravett High School. And the main reason I went was definitely because of last year. And the reason I went last year is because Zach forced me to.
There it is.
So I
Absolutely.
Definitely had to go. And
it worked.
Yeah, it definitely did work because I went this year too.
Oh, I'm back here on the stage. How many of you have gone one of the years because I told you to or made you or got you to go? Okay, there we go. There's a couple back there. So I'm an influencer, peer pressure. Well, I'm not a peer, but that's okay.
Okay, I can go. I'm Chris. I just graduated from Bentonville High School. I'm going to my freshman year at U of A. Shoot, what was the other thing?
What?
I got this guy. Okay. All right. First off, started going to Hope Church because of my man Titus out there. Shout out. Be a real one. And then I went this summer because, like, I don't know. I'm usually out of town at that point, and, like, Pastor Zach does not stop blowing up my phone. So I figured I'd try it out. It was definitely worth it, though, I will say. We'll get to that later.
I did. I bothered him all year. Last year, he went on our mission trip with us and then didn't go to CIY Move with us. And so I spent the whole year telling him that he needed to go with us. So I guess that worked out. Cool. All right, let's dive into a little bit more about the week. While we were there, obviously a lot happened. What would be either one or two highlights, like big moments? And a lot of times during the day or during the night, I'll ask them, like, hey, what was your high of the day? So kind of really your high of the week, one, two, three of those. You can start.
Okay, so I have one big one that I absolutely love. It's called the Love Banquet. This is what Zach and his wife, Kelsey, came up with a few years ago. And actually, it's probably more than a few years ago. But so basically, large group time, which is after our evening session, so it's typically like a deeper, heavier topic. We all, like the entire youth group, we all just like sit in a big circle. So the Love Banquet is everyone sits in that circle, and we had some music playing in the background, and then if you wanted to talk to someone one-on-one, just have a conversation with them, you could go up, just tap them on the shoulder, say, hey, let's go talk, and then you guys could move away from the circle, kind of into your own space, and just have a conversation with each other, which we did this on Thursday, and I remember, like, Tuesday and Wednesday, God really put it on my heart to just like have conversations with people I either haven't really had a conversation with or that I haven't talked to in a long time. So the Love Banquet was perfect for that. I had an amazing conversation with Ethan on Wednesday, but then Thursday for the Love Banquet, I just went around and tried to get everyone in our group, and the Lord was really working there. I felt his presence, got to pray with everyone, which was awesome. And it's just good to talk to your peers and see how they're doing in their faith.
Yeah. Awesome. Really?
My highlight was definitely after the small groups, me and Hunter would blast music on the way back to the dorms and dance the whole way there. And I burned too many calories those last 2 days.
We played that Riz song that one
yes,
night.
Yes, we played it like 3 times.
Yeah, we did, or 100, but that's okay. Yeah. Christopher.
I have one serious one that's like not serious, it's just funny. The serious one is like one of the speakers who went up there, like he said this thing, and it's just stuck with me. He's like, he said, call your demons out by name. It's like, you know, in this world, like, we're always like consuming things, right? We're always distracted. We're always away from our problems, but like whether we realize it or not, it's still affecting us and hindering our relationship with Jesus and those around us. But it was just so powerful because, like, you know, like that week without our phones, without the other distractions, when he said that, it's just like really just launched that introspection. There's just a lot of things. I was just like, this is the problem. This is what I got to let go of. And you know, it was just a really, really powerful moment. And then now to the other thing, which is just funny, was rigging people's beds. So when they got on them, they just like fell to the floor. Like Sam Hilsinger back there, I think he went to bed at like 6 a.m., you know, so he wasn't with it. And then he just came back and it just like collapsed in like the middle of the night. It was so funny. I regret nothing, but.
You regret nothing? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, the beds, when we first got there, so it's regular dorm room, so there's two beds in each room, but they would take them apart and then have rooms of like 5 or 6 students. And so in that large room, they just decided just to disconnect Sam's bed when he was going to go to sleep that morning. So it was fun to see that. And I'll also say, shout out to Chris. So with phones, the rule is that they're going to have them partly so I can get a hold of them if I need to or try to find someone on campus. But really is you're going to use it for here. So if you want to take notes, use your Bible app, take pictures with each other, text and say, hey, where are you? We're going to lunch. We're going to go play volleyball, or session starts in 10 minutes, or please wake up, whatever it may be. Chris, right when we got there, he walked up, handed me his phone, asked me to keep it for the entire week because it was going to be a distraction for him. And so I thought that was super cool. And Titus did it the last day. Titus. Hold on. It's a good thing. It's a good thing. No one else gave me their phone, though. So Titus, at least by the end of the week, was like, you know what? I want to focus all of Friday. You can have my phone. So just a shout out to both of you guys for taking that step without your parents making you or me telling you to do that and to not have your phones during that time. So, I lost it. I love this question. We asked this question. I asked this question in the lobby right before we leave. I asked them, like, what is your expectation of the week? So, like, a lot of it, hey, why did you come? Well, my friend's here. Zach made me. My parents paid, so I couldn't get out. Like, whatever it may be. But what's your expectation of what God is going to do? Like, what are you hoping will change? What are you hoping God maybe will show you something? So that would be my question now, is to share that. What was an expectation of yours going into the week? And then in a little bit, we'll get to the question of what really God kind of did during that week, if it's any different. So,
okay, so mine was to have a fire lit in me for the Lord. I have definitely felt very strong in my faith for probably a solid 2 years. So, but it's kind of where you get to a point and then you're like, what can I do to keep going, to keep growing in my faith? So I really just went into this week, I was praying a lot, just that it would kind of be different from my other experiences, because my other two were very emotional just for what I was going through at that time in my life. But I really wanted to focus my whole week and my whole life on the Lord, and I knew that a big step to getting there was definitely CIY, because it would give me a head start in that department. Oh, and actually, I have a Bible verse as well for this. Okay, so it's Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. It says, "In the same way, let your good deeds shine out for all to see, so that everyone will praise your heavenly Father." And one of the themes, like one of the day, each day we would kind of have a separate theme. One of them was that the Lord would work through us. And so that really stuck out to me because I want to be a kingdom worker, but don't give the praise to me, give it to God.
Awesome. Amen. Bailey?
What I asked for Jesus was for him to make me a better person, like in God, and to really trust God. And that's what mostly I asked for, and to like communicate with people I haven't really communicated.
Christopher?
Honestly, like I did not have high expectations. I thought it was going to be like dumb youth group games for like a week. So I kind of been avoiding going.
You thought it was
going
to be lame, huh?
Yeah. I thought I had better stuff to do, honestly.
Okay.
You know.
But no, leave it right there. Just pause. We'll get back to that. We're going to let that marinate. We'll sit it on the back. We're going to put it on low. We'll come back to it. That's fine. At least thanks for being real about it. You know, during the week, the theme for the week was nevertheless. And it's from Galatians 2:20. And every day there was a different theme, and they taught so much different stories. One of the stories is mentioned, Chris said, to call your demons out by name. And that was a story that we studied. I think that might have been the morning session, might have been the night session. I don't remember which one it was. And this idea of literally naming your demons, calling them out, whatever that may be, if that's fear, if that's anxiety, if it's an addiction, and naming those and then giving those to God. That was kind of the point there. And so there's a lot that we learned. What is something that you guys would kind of say, hey, if I were to have one like Bible God takeaway for the week, what would that one or two or three, however many you have, what would that takeaway be?
I would say really what I just said, that God works through us and we don't need to put the attention on ourselves, but really to live every day for him and only for him.
Cool. Okay.
There was this pastor out there, his name was Chris, and yeah, I know, right? Yeah, and he wrote a book, and he like shakes when he like writes, so it was, and he wrote a book named Scribble, and it like talks about how no matter like who or what someone is, you still let them in and be like their friends and welcome them, no matter like what they are and what they do, and you still love them.
All right, something I learned this week, and it's like, well, first of all, just like the book of James kind of talks about this, is like, you know, like our works do not produce faith, but having true faith should produce works, right? You know, a lot of people know in their mind like that they're Christians, but like, you know, they don't like live it out in their hearts. Like, you know, it's easy to be good for like, you know, like, oh, I'm going to go do this. I'm going to go be nice and do this or this. But it's like, it's a continual thing. Jesus, you have to, you know, live for Jesus through everything, every little thing. And you just have to live your lives purposely, not like nonchalantly. I don't know how to word that. And then the other thing is just, which is a theme for the week, nevertheless, God is greater. So, you know, whatever past or history you have had, God is greater than that. And wherever you're going, you can trust God in that. So, yeah.
Amen. No, that's, I love with that and with the book of James, just what that talks about. And CIY has this term that they use, and it's kind of defining what Chris says. They use this term called kingdom worker. And really, there's people that are Christians, like accept the Lord, we have salvation, we have all of that. But then there's kind of this next step of being a kingdom worker is using what God has given us, our gifts, our talents, the areas of life, our family, our work, whatever it is, for his kingdom. How can we use anything and everything in our world to serve his kingdom? And that's really what you're talking about, and that's the term that CIY says, is they always encourage students to be a kingdom worker. Go home and be a kingdom worker. Go home and partner in kingdom things, whatever God is doing in your school, your families, your workplaces. And so that's kind of their push there, is that idea of being a kingdom worker. This one is very similar to the last one, but and I know Chris will be able to answer this, is what you had your expectation, you had kind of your high from the week. Is there anything that you would say God actually changed? Like what was a change that happened in you? And you may have already answered some of this. You haven't yet because we paused you. Remember, it was on low. We're going to come back to you, though. But yeah. Is there anything that you would say God literally changed this week for me, or showed up and did something, showed you something?
Okay, so I kind of touched on this earlier, how the first 2 years of CIY that I went to, it was a very different experience. My first one, very emotional for me. Zach still makes fun of my crying, but that's okay. Second year CIY, I went into it with the mindset that it was supposed to be like the year before, so I didn't get as much out of it. So going into this one, I really just wanted God to work in my life. And there was one night, I think it was our first full day at camp, we watched this short film, which was really good, really powerful. And at the end, you would kind of pick a word. And out of, like, there were four words, I think. But the one that I chose was surrender. And at first, I was like, none of those apply to me. Like, I've already done those. I don't connect with any of those. But then I was like, what am I talking about? I need to surrender every single aspect of my life to the Lord. So this kind of goes with having a fire lit in me for the Lord. This week, he kind of changed the experience that I've had, but it was in the best way, because I was filled with the joy of the Lord and everything that I was doing then. And after that week, I've been on cloud nine pretty much every single day. And also just giving me the courage to go out and be a kingdom worker, no matter what the feat is.
Awesome. Ben?
When I came in, I was like, oh, I'm not going to pay attention. This is going to be really boring, this session. I'm like, why would I pay attention to this? Then I just started listening, and they just kept on, like, saying stuff that will help me to achieve my objective that I wanted to go into CIY, and it really helped me to overcome my fears and to become the man that I really want to be to this day.
Yeah, when I came into this week, you know, I was only like hype for bunk rigging and hanging with the boys, you know. But sorry. But eventually, you know, over the week, through the speakers and through the amazing worship music, I learned to let go of like the weight of my past and also my insistence on being in control of the future. Just, you know, surrendering everything that I have to the Lord, because that's what's best, and that's what's best. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, and I would say, I mean, just to kind of apply that to all of us in this room, I would assume a lot of us deal with forgiveness for past things and deal with wanting to control the future. I know my son, he was a part of as Amanda was praying, my son starts kindergarten in 3 days. And there's a lot my wife and I want to control. We don't know what's going to happen when he walks into school the first time, what's his classroom going to be. I mean, we did the open house, but we want that control, right? And really, it's how can we transition that from us and needing that control and really surrendering that and saying, God, you have control. You're going to protect. You're going to see him through. You're going to be a part of this. So I know a lot of us, Chris, in this room, we would all say forgiveness and surrender, control, all of that is stuff that I think everybody here would agree that they deal with in some capacity. Final question for you guys, and then I'll transition us. We just have a few more things that we're going to do. Is what would you say if there was a student in this room that didn't get to go this year? What would you say to them?
I would say please go, because it's amazing. I think everyone should do it at least once in their lifetime. You really, just the distractions aren't there for you anymore, and that's when I grow the most in my faith, has been at these CIY conferences. And if you can't go, maybe you're not a teenager anymore, or maybe you're not a youth pastor either, then any like financial contribution that you guys have given is so greatly appreciated, and it goes a lot further than I think you guys realize. But if you can't go, then any help is always really appreciated, because all of these kids grow so much. Sorry, I don't know why I called everyone kids. All these students grow so much at
these
conferences.
These guys are kids. You're going to college.
I'm leaving y'all. I'm done. Yeah. But yeah, it's an amazing experience, and if you can go, please definitely work it into your schedule to at least try it out once.
Cool. Well, Karina said literally everything. If you don't go, Zach will text you.
All year.
Tell his parents.
All year.
Tell, yeah, all year. Bug you. And he will find a way to get you here. It is worth it, though. Let me tell you. Yeah, except for Zach texting you every day. But, you know, it's fine. Just do it, you know?
If I go down as the youth pastor that just annoyed students to go and see the Lord, I'll take that. If that's my negative, I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that. Christopher, this is it. It's the end of the game. Home run. You got it.
I ain't got that.
Okay.
I don't know. I just say it's like, I mean, you think you know what it's like to be like, you know, surrounded like by like the Lord completely, you know, like in your life, like you try to live out even if you're trying to live it out for Jesus, is it's like, it's just different. Like Karina was saying, there's no distractions, and then you're just around a community of believers. So, you know, anything that any weight that you have on you or anything you're struggling with, it comes to light, it comes to surface because there's not those other things blocking it. And you can really let go, and as we did at the conference, drop those chains. So, yeah.
Yeah, the biggest thing, and I mentioned this a couple weeks ago, I say this every year, is God is not bigger at these conferences. We're just less distracted. So we're always more open when we can get out of our homes, get out of our spaces, get away from our phones and our jobs and our responsibilities in school, and just go and focus on the Lord for 5 days. And so if you're a student that didn't get to go with us, give me your number, and we'll talk all year, okay? But
don't.
If you're an adult, I mean, this would be my encouragement is go on a trip, go do something. If it's camping, if it's a conference, but just get away from life and your responsibilities, and take a few days to just focus on what God is doing. And that would be my, you know, my encouragement. Let me share the whole week was based on this verse from Galatians 2:20. It says, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live. Nevertheless, Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me. We spent 5 days studying this idea of Jesus being greater in our lives, of us no longer living, but him living through us, and that is the call of our lives. And all these students on this stage got to do that during the week. And so I want to thank you guys, because I know a lot of you prayed, a lot of you gave financially, a lot of you were part of setting this up and being a part of this, and it was a blast to have these guys. And I guess I didn't get to share my takeaway. Thanks for asking me. I'll answer mine. Last year was I gave everybody COVID last year. I'm not going to lie. On Thursday night, we went to IHOP, and I think I talked to everybody. So, and I spread it. We came back and had about 8 of us or 9 of us get COVID, and we didn't feel very good the last day. So we just kind of got hindered. There was all of that going on. And so this year, I really wanted a week where we could focus, where I wasn't distracted, where we weren't sick. And I would say we got that. We got a week where we were there all week. No one got sick. Everyone, it was just a great time for these guys to connect and for them to grow closer to the Lord. And so I just want to thank you guys for being a part of that, partnering in that. Here's what we're going to do. We just have a few more things. And then once service is over, the Kona truck is here, right? Kona truck will be here. Snow cones, it's paid for, right? Church is already paid. So there's snow cones right after service for you to connect. We have a few more things to do. We're going to sing a few more songs, and during that last song, we have 3 baptisms that we're going to have of students getting baptized. But before then, we're going to play our junior high video, and we're going to try to get all of us off the stage in a very quiet manner. You guys good with that? Okay. Mark, if you want to go ahead and show that video.